Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry, with overpriced, underperforming products, and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
What these young bloods have to understand, that this game has always been and will always be about buckets.
Just attack the basket.
What's good, my people? Welcome into Buckets, Action Network's NBA Daily Betting Podcast. We're in the workshop for the Thursday edition. I am your host, Sean Little, of course, with me always on Thursdays, JD, Joe Dallaire. What's up, baby?
Good, man. We're chilling. Had a good day today, getting after it. So this is going to be a good slate. We got these lines early, so I've had a little bit of time to brew. How you doing, man?
Absolutely. I'm doing great. I love the slate. I love the spot I picked. Let's jump right into it. JD, give me your best bet. I'll give mine, and then we'll break them down. What are you looking at?
Dude, I've been on a little Bulls kick. I don't know if it's recording with you or what, but I'm on the Bulls. I'm on the Bulls -5.5 against the Charlotte Hornets. I love the spot. What about you?
Look at that. We don't talk about these plays before we get on. We do our homework, hit record, and hop on. I am also loving the Bulls -5.5, -110 at FanDuel in Charlotte. This is interesting. We'll both break down our reasoning. I wonder if we cross up at any spot, and then we'll take a look at the rest of the slate and go from there. JD, why do you like the Bulls in Charlotte?
Dude, I mean, they just had that embarrassing loss to the Pacers. And I mean, the thing is with the Pacers, like, their offense is still good. I get that they don't have Tyrese Haliburton right now, but you got some young guns. You got McConnell's a little bit. He's getting to be a wily vet. Like,
are you mean John Stockton Jr.? Is that who you're talking about with TJ McConnell? Yeah.
Dude, he's been crazy. He's been crazy. So, you know, they got him, they got Mathurin. They got a little bit more firepower than what I'm seeing out of this Charlotte Hornets squad. When you look at this, the Bulls, they're about middle of the pack in terms of adjusted net rating. When we go and look at the Hornets, they're 27th. They are literally just so bad on both offense and defense. They're not going to have LaMelo. They're not a very good basketball team right now. And even though there's differences of opinion on how bad this team is and whether they're going to be selling guys, like, they should be actively selling people and trying to tank and get into the Wembanyama sweepstakes. And, you know, they're right there. They're only 13-36. This is a spot where the Bulls, you know, they think of themselves still as a playoff team. They think of themselves as playoff contenders. And after that, like, really, really brutal loss, they got a day off. They got to regroup. I think they're going to come out firing here, and they're going to take care of the Hornets. And that's a team that they already beat earlier in the season, 106-88, in a matchup where the Hornets also didn't have LaMelo. So I think that I wouldn't be surprised if this is a double-digit win for the Bulls.
I agree with you. And I'm going to give you a few reasons why. We don't cross up too much on reasoning, so I'm glad I could shed some more light on why I love this spot. Bulls -5.5. -110 in Charlotte. Fifth game in 8 days for the Hornets. First game back after four straight on the road, two being on the West Coast. Listen to this travel schedule. Houston to Atlanta to Utah to Phoenix. Now back to Charlotte. That's a lot of games and a grueling travel schedule for that Charlotte Hornets squad. A spot I like to fade is the first home game back after a four-plus game road trip. Guys are happy to be home. They're hanging out with their families. They're hanging out with the homies. They're linking up with chicks and girlfriends around the city that they haven't seen in a week. Like, I know that's all that stuff is funny, but all that stuff is part of cap. These are human beings we're talking about. They'll typically come out sluggish in that first game back at home. Since the 2016-2017 season, teams playing their first game home coming after a four-plus game road trip are 199 and 227 and six. Six pushes in there against the spread. That's 46.7% in that spot. Overall, this year, Charlotte has been brutal at home against the spread. 6-14-1 at home against the spread. They're just bad, like JD was laying out. I agree 100%. Hornets are 27th in overall net rating at -7.1. The Magic, who are 26th, who are just in front of them, are at 3.1. This team is at the bottom of the barrel in the NBA with the Pistons, the Rockets, and the Spurs. The Bulls aren't typically a team you want to back as a road favorite. 0-5 this year against the spread with a point differential of -10.6. Now, I think that is baked into the line. That's why we're coming up with a 5.5, which is a short number for me. I think this number should be somewhere around 6.5 or -7. And also with how inconsistent the Bulls have been playing, I still think it's too short. Give me the Bulls, who are 7-3 against the spread in their last 10 games, have been playing better. We're up big against the Pacers until our guy, TJ McConnell, came in and took over. The Bulls are putting it together a smidge with DeRozan, with LaVine, and with Vucevic. LaVine had a really, really bad stretch there at the end of the game versus the Pacers, which cost them quite a bit. The Hill play better. No LaMelo Ball. I like this spot. This number should be 7, 7.5. I see the Bulls getting a double-digit win as well, covering the number here in Charlotte.
And I think, honestly, like, because it looks like we're seeing that there's some rumblings that maybe LaMelo and Gordon Hayward, like, maybe they play. But honestly, like, even if they do, they're both coming off of injuries. Hayward, I think both of them, honestly, we should be more nervous that they even, number one, that they play. Number two, that their minutes aren't managed, like, significantly. So, you know, even if you do see them play, this line maybe what goes to Bulls -4. And at that point, then, like, I really like the spot. So it's one of those, like, if they get ruled out, maybe it goes to the 7, like we're saying, like formally ruled out. But even if they are ruled in at the 4, like I think you're still in a good spot here with Chicago based on the fact that, like, these are two players, like LaMelo, they're not going to trade, but like Gordon Hayward is a great trade chip. And I don't think they're going to want to be pushing him back to, you know, to play, potentially re-aggravate whatever he's got going on and deal with that injury. So LaMelo's got multiple issues. Even if he does play, it's going to be in a limited capacity, I would think. So
yeah, I agree.
So the Bulls are great here.
Yeah, I agree. 5 and 8 days is a very tough stretch, no matter who it is, how young the squad is. And yeah, I like the Bulls in this spot quite a bit. So I'm looking forward to seeing how they come out. Now, you know, we're recording this the night before here on Wednesday night late. So there could be some changes on the roster, just like JD laid out. But as it sits right now, I like the Bulls at -5.5 to get it done. Looking at the rest of the slate, we have a very interesting game.
We got the Suns and the Mavs. I know. So Ayton, he's missed the past couple games and they upgraded him to, I guess, questionable at this point in time. So we're probably not sure if he's going to play or not. I guarantee you that's going to be one of those, you know, those sneaky game time decisions that we don't know about. We're not going to see prop lines out. Like, it's going to be a nightmare. But I know if he doesn't play, one of the spots that I capitalized on in the last game was Bismack Biyombo over 1.5 blocks. It was at plus 155. Wouldn't be surprised to see that again, especially against this Mavericks team that like really likes to drive. They like to get into the paint and try to attack those cutting lanes. And like Biombo is like a big dude. So two blocks for sure. He can do that. He's now hit that in 5 of 9 without DeAndre Ayton this season. But I don't know if you have thoughts on the overall game, because, you know, the Mavs like to beat up on the Suns a little bit.
Yes, they have, to say the least, over the last earlier this year. And of course, we know about the playoffs and what happened last year. With that number hanging around the one is very interesting to me, just overall. That it's just one of those spots where it's like Dallas on the road. That's the first thing I think about anytime I see Dallas and they're not playing at American Airlines. So it's a question mark. The other big game that we were looking at was Boston now coming off of two straight L's at home to the Knicks. All the boys coming off the injury report. Marcus Smart potentially will be available. So that number right now, as we record, sits at -7.5. Knicks coming off a big W versus the Cavs in the Garden. That's been a talking point of Knicks have been good on the road, but haven't been that good at the Garden. They get a big W. Mitchell comes back, tries to, you know, flex a little bit at Madison Square Garden. They end up taking the L in a really good game by Julius. This stuff that Julius Randle is doing in the first quarter,
it's crazy.
this guy in the first quarter, it's crazy. So I've never seen, because I'm following him closely over at MSG. That's where I work on the day-to-day. I'm always over there. I'm always breaking down a bunch of film and talking about those guys all the time. He does these things in the first quarter that just don't even make sense. And when he gets off to a really good start in the first, it rolls through the rest of the game.
Yeah.
And when he put together that stretch of like where he was scoring like 30 plus and 15 rebounds, he was just continuing the momentum and just rolling in night in, night out. When he gets off to a really slow start, that's usually how the rest of his game goes. He spirals and he doesn't play very well. So it's really interesting. If you're looking at the Knicks, potentially in a live bet situation as well, if Julius Randle comes out and is hot like he was in the first, he stays engaged, he stays locked in the entire four quarters. So just something to keep your mind and eye on as you're watching the Knicks.
Yeah, he was a savage against the Cavs. He hit 5 of 7 threes in the first quarter, which is just
ridiculous. Preposterous.
Like, he catches the whole ladder all at once. So, like, I know you brought this up actually. I think a couple of pods ago when we were talking about Randle, and like whenever he hands a bunch of threes, you know he's coming out firing next game.
If they had a market for 3-point attempts tomorrow in Boston, I'm telling you, I see this every single night. He is going to get shots up tomorrow. I would take a look at Julius Randle's 3-point prop.
It's 2.5.
2.5 is typically where it's been all year. Because they can't make it 3.5, right?
They can't make it 3.5.
Everybody's going to just pound the under on it. Yeah. So, but I would take a look. Like, the volume, I always talk, when I'm talking props, I worry about usage. I worry about volume. Are they going to get looks? That is the first thing I look at. Like, if I'm looking at a PRA, he's going to have to get a ton of usage. Like, if he's not going to get, I'm not even looking. That's like the first thing I'm looking at. If that doesn't match or I don't like where it's at, I'm not even going forward with it. I'm going to tell you right now. Julius Randle is going to get shots up. He'll get 7 or 8 threes up tomorrow. So if you do like that spot after you're doing your homework, you won't have to worry about volume from Julius Randle.
Yeah, I think I like that spot. It's at the 2.5 mark. I think that's great. And like one of the guys, I do think that the one thing that I'm concerned about with the Knicks is like they were able to beat the Cavs, right? In this matchup, they won 105 to 103. But not having Mitchell Robinson, I think, is like a really big deal. Yeah. And you know, we're going to be playing the Celtics. I say we, because they hurt me like as if I'm on the team, but like, you know, the Knicks, like they actually won the rebound battle against the Cavs by 1, which I was a little surprised about, but they got smoked in the paint. The Cavs scored 52 points in the paint and Jarrett Allen went crazy. He had 24 and 12. So the guy that I think would benefit the most from this, obviously, like Robert Williams can kind of get some easy putbacks, like, sure. So maybe I'll look for him for like a double-double type of prop. But I feel like Jaylen Brown is the guy that like puts the ball on the ground and like drives into the paint. Like, I don't know about you, but like, I think we're going to get a low line because he's coming back off, you know, like a game off and stuff. Like, I think we're going to be getting a good line on him, maybe like a 25 or so. It's probably a spot that I want to look for just because I think he's going to be able to get into the paint because Sims and Hartenstein just, you know, they're not nearly as good defensively.
Pro teams have millions to spend, and they don't always spend them wisely. But when it comes to a great shave, you don't have to shell out tons of cash. Harry's saw customers getting ripped off by the shaving industry with overpriced, underperforming products and decided to do something better. They found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of the other big brands, so you never wonder if you overpaid. Harry's shaving products look great, and the weighted handle makes shaving feel great, too. I like to keep my beard neat, and Harry's always leaves me with a smooth yet crisp shave. Harry's quality is top-notch, thanks to German-engineered blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. And Harry's has the highest customer satisfaction in the shaving industry, plus a convenient subscription option that you can cancel at any time. Getting the best doesn't mean spending the most when you shave with Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/bluewire. That's harrys.com/bluewire for a $3 trial set.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Hartenstein had a big block, closed that game the other night.
Yeah, he definitely took Mitch's Gatorade too.
Yeah, no, I'm aligned with you. There's a bunch of good spots here on that Thursday NBA slate. We're gonna leave it there for Joe Dallaire to recap. Official play: we're both on Bulls -5.5 in Charlotte. We love this spot. Let's see how it shakes. For Joe Dallaire, I am Sean Little. Make sure you subscribe. Holler at us on Twitter. He's at Joe Dallaire. I'm at Chicago Flow. Sean Little, follow us on the Action Network app. Let's get buckets. Until next time, we'll see y'all then.
Action Network reminds you, please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you care about has a gambling problem, help is available 24/7 at 1-800-GAMBLER.